If you were sitting in this car, you'd be traveling at 763 miles an hour. But then, you've been traveling at 67,000 miles an hour just by sitting there watching this ad. Discovery Channel. Explore your world.
At Paddington Station, on my way home from London, I spotted a great place for a bite to eat. The house wine was a fruity Australian red. Well, just the thing with a good hot dish of lasagna.
Yes, madam. Can I... Oh, goodness me. Elizabeth Taylor in my little shop. I'm on a... Oh, Mrs. Galloway? Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you were... what have you done to your nephew?
Close your eyes and visualize. Imagine a £1 coin. Cool, hard, sitting in the palm of your hand. Now imagine another. And another. And another.
And another.
And another. And another. And another. In fact, imagine 17,000 coins in a room. That's our stash of cash.
I'm going to get myself a motorbike, a sports model, fitted out for racing with an alloy frame. I'll have a team of mechanics.
Aim for the national championships, European,
world. I'll set up my own stable and the chicks will go nuts for me.
Don't let your dreams grow old. Arrange a short-term loan now.
Land of my fathers, oh, land of the free. A land of poets and minstrels, famed men, brave warriors, patriots much blessed. It was for freedom that they lost their blood. Wales. I am devoted to my country.
If only Branstad Pickle could do for John Major what he does for cold ham. Spice up your life. Bring out the Branstad.
The other day, I worked out how much it would cost to recarpet my living room. Well, grabbing my set square, I made a few accurate measurements, added the alcove, deducted the fireplace, multiplied by the price per square yard, and there was the answer. My new carpet would cost me 22p. Well, not entirely confident with my calculations, I went to the Allied Carpet Sale. They do all the maths for you, and with hundreds of top quality carpets up to half price, they always get the answer you want. Who needs O-level maths when Allied Carpet's figures speak for themselves?
Oh, I say.
David Charles.